Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Out of the Ashes, Blackwattle Lake, Book 2, written by Pamela Cook and read by Rebecca Bauer. For the second time in a matter of months, Eve Nichols stared down the driveway of her childhood home, trying to picture the house where she once lived. A sign spelt out its name on the gate, Mossy Creek Farm. White rail fences, paint blistered and peeling, remained on either side of the gravel driveway. Horses dotted the paddocks, their tails swishing at invisible flies as they tugged at surprisingly green blades of grass. But there was one startling difference. The cottage that had stood on the far side of the dressage arena only a short time ago was no more than a pile of rubble. Eve sat frozen in the passenger seat of Hugh's work van, her breath trapped inside her chest. Even if she could move the appropriate muscles, there was no way she could form the words swirling in her brain. It was... "You okay?" Hugh's hand rested on her arm. Her good arm, the one that still worked. It must be a shock, seeing it like this for the first time. She turned her head ever so slightly in his direction. His green eyes locked onto hers, concern swimming in their depths. She gave him a nod, all she could manage, and returned her attention to the ruins. Charred stumps, scorched chimney bricks, sheets of corrugated iron burnt and warped, on the ground when they should be on the roof. Bit by bit, Eve catalogued the seemingly incomprehensible damage, not daring to look at Hugh in case his scrutiny made her crack. Silence rattled between them like a mute third passenger. A sudden high-pitched bark pierced her brain. "Enough, Banjo." She turned, batting a hand in the Kelpie's direction, and he lay down, whimpering on the back seat. Her rebuke was too sharp, too stern. Poor boy. He was just happy to be home, or at least the place he'd come to think of as home. Reaching towards him, her fingers grazed the soft fur between his ears, and he licked the underside of her wrist. "Sorry, matey." "How do you think he'll like living in a caravan?" Hugh's question was tentative, as if he was unsure it should even be asked. "Well, he spent plenty of time in the combi in our nomadic days. At least a caravan is a little roomier." She forced a smile. God, what she wouldn't do for a cigarette right now. "Funny how the urge never really left you, patches or not." Hugh pulled up beside the caravan, a 1974 Viscount. Its yellow panels were tarnished and showing a few rust spots, but solid enough to keep out the rain. Apparently, Harry had even added a shower and connected solar power so the van had hot water. All the mod cons.